Zach LaPerriere is carving a bench out of a 100-foot-tall yellow cedar tree.
I had been out to Glenken Island where a yellow cedar tree had blown over onto a building. A very robust, strong tree that had it not blown over, if all had gone well, was ready for hundreds upon hundreds of years of a good life.
The century-old tree's root structure was compromised, so the owners cut it down and donated it for a woodworking project. LaPerriere has built several yellow cedar benches over the last few years in memory of Sitkins, but this bench is going to be part of a larger tapestry of installations that will tell the history of Sitka and Southeast. It's called the Benches and Birds Project, and the first bench will honor Alaska Native civil rights leader Elizabeth Wanamaker Paratovich, who was instrumental in the passage of the 1945 Anti-Discrimination Act.
I'm of my mother's people, the Kliné'iti. I'm a child of the Kagwantan, and my Tlingit name is Tekunyek. My English name is Paulette M. Moreno.
And I'm Lloyd Platson.
ANS Grand President Paulette Moreno is leading the project with Lloyd Platson.
One of the reasons that we wanted to highlight Elizabeth is because it is time that we accept that her legacy is significant, not only locally, but around the world. She is a Tlingit woman who has had tremendous influence, not only in the past century, but even moving forward.
It kind of grew out of a conversation that Paulette and I had about Martin Luther King Day, the service day. And we were talking about wanting to have something that lasts a little bit longer than just a day.
They plan to install benches and bird statues around Sitka, but there will be more to them than meets the eye. Each installation will include a QR code that visitors can scan to learn more about the person the bench commemorates.
So that people can actually have like a walking history tour. Not only like we were talking about students, but also visitors and people that want to have a greater knowledge of Alaska.
The group plans to install the Elizabeth Paratovich bench in front of Centennial Hall, where the statue of Alexander Baranov once stood. The statue of the Russian settler was moved to the Sitka History Museum in 2020 after members of the public called on the assembly to remove it. Moreno says she hopes it will be an opportunity for healing and coming together.
Having courageous conversation in our communities brings many things forward. Some of them are pain, some of them are conflict, misunderstandings, but what it ultimately does is bring forward an opportunity for healing, an opportunity to have not only one dominant voice heard, but several voices heard.
And Platson says the goal is to install several benches beneath the flagpoles in front of Centennial Hall and create a gathering place where the statue once stood.
And so what better way to do that in showing diversity of our community by where the Baranov statue was in that area, put something that honored the diversity and the different histories of this place. It's a great area to do that in, because that's the kind of the gathering, when you think about tourism, that's where a lot of the tourism begins. A lot of the buses leave from there.
Moreno says it's a way to perpetuate Elizabeth Paratovich's legacy.
Elizabeth's voice is still speaking today. Elizabeth's work is ongoing. She had said something to the effect that even though the law was passed in 1945, there would be ongoing vigilance needed to continue the spirit of the work. I see this as an opportunity to continue the spirit and honor her legacy and to give us a focal point, a touchstone in going forward as we understand that we can be and we should be one people with one vision for the good of all.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.